From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. The University of Missouri system wants to add 25,000 more students in the next 5 years. As Ryan Delaney reports, growth will mostly be in online adult learners.
The increase would bring total enrollment across the four-campus network to 100,000 students. The UM System Board of Curators discussed the goal during a meeting at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. They're bringing in an e-learning consulting firm to help overhaul online course offerings. System President Moon Choi says they'll focus on fields with a demand for more workers. Online continuing education is a growth area in higher education, as demographic trends point to fewer traditional students in coming years. Freshman enrollment this fall is up at UM's Columbia, St. Louis, and Rolla campuses, but down in Kansas City. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Two small airlines are protesting the price tag involved in funding the new single terminal project at Kansas City International Airport. The Kansas City Star reports that executives at Spirit and Allegiant Airlines outlined their concerns in letters to the Kansas City Council Airport Committee, citing the $1.6 billion project price and cost-sharing issues. The airline executives were not at Thursday's committee meeting. Mayor Sly James says the dispute includes how to pay for $20 million baggage claim system, but James says the city will push forward with the project. Voters approved the project last year, but the cost is supposed to be borne by airlines that use the airport. The project will create a single terminal to replace the three horseshoe-style buildings at Kansas City's main airport. Research grant money coming into the University of Missouri system is up slightly overall. President Moon Choi made doubling grant funding a major priority when he took over the four-campus network in March of last year. At a Board of Curators meeting today at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, Choi said the system needs to provide better opportunities for faculty to apply for grants.
But proposals can't be submitted in a vacuum. We need instrumentation. We need laboratory spaces that enable collaboration to solve some grant challenge problems.
Choi also announced freshman enrollment this semester is up at three of four campuses. Curators unveiled a new program to reduce textbook costs by allowing students to lease course materials online for about $40 per semester. City leaders in the historic Northeast Missouri hometown of Mark Twain have been talking about renovating the area along Twain's beloved Mississippi River for three decades, and now that work is about to begin. The Hannibal Courier Post reports that the City Council recently approved a $6.6 million contract for riverfront renovations. When the project is complete in late 2019, the riverfront will feature a new boat ramp and docking sites for two large riverboats, as well as a local excursion boat, which is named after Twain. I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.